Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
That is nice. That's just what we need right now. A little bit of soothing Elvis Presley. It can mean but one thing. It is time for the Sunderland. Listen to me. I've gone all. Oh, are you ready for some love songs? It's Sunday evening. Listen, it's time to talk Sunderland. It's the Sunderland Fan Show. Me, Joe Forrester, here with you until 11 p.m. Remember, you can have your say at Love Sport Radio. Give us a ring or send us a WhatsApp message on 0208 70 20 558. Delighted to say I'm joined by Niall Bromley from the Roker Report. Good evening, Niall.
Good evening, Joe. How are you doing? You all right?
Pretty good, mate. Pretty good, thank you. How about yourself? How have you got through your first Sunderland free weekend?
Well, they haven't ruined my weekend for once, mate, so it's not been too bad. Obviously, without a game, there's no defeat or draw, so it's it's not too bad. But yeah, I think everybody's trying to turn to non-league football this weekend, haven't they? Which is fair dues. I get it, and unfortunately, we didn't have a game anywhere near us this weekend. But if there was, then I'm certainly people would have been there 100%.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? I think you start to appreciate different things in life. You know, the colour of the sky, the sound of bird song. But you know what? We won't be saying that in a couple of weeks. Let's talk about what it might mean for Sunderland, though. There's all these proposed measures flying around, Niall. Everything from no relegation, no promotion, to freezing the season as it is and calling that the final positions. I mean, is there any way that you can see that this season can continue? And if so, how might that be?
To be honest with you, Joe, I've been through this with all the report lot and, you know, fellow journalists and so forth. And nobody can really come with a straight answer, to be honest. It's everyone has their own opinions on it. I mean, if you're a Liverpool fan, you're going to be sitting there thinking, no, we'll carry on, or we end it as it is. You know, if you're a Sunderland fan like myself, who we just dropped out of the playoffs this week, we're going to be thinking, no, we'll carry on, you know, we need to go. And like I say, if you're a Leeds fan, you're like, no, we'll keep the season as it is and we'll get promoted. So, like I say, there's so many different opinions on it. It's really tough. But, I mean, for me, I think, you've got to come down to the safety of everybody first. That's the main thing. I don't think you can look past that. I think as long as, Nuno Espirito Santo, the Wolves manager, he said himself, he doesn't care about winning the Europa League right now. He just wants all the fans, all his family, everybody he knows to be safe. And that's what it is. And that's first and foremost. So as long as they make the correct decision on that, I don't think it would be right to play the games as they were with the crowds. I agree with the fact that they've cancelled them. Mm. But behind closed doors, I'm not 100%. I think, I've just been listening to the Norwich fan show before me there, and I listened to what he had to say, and he was spot on. You know, you need the fans there. It's it's a type of, you know, as a player, it's entertainment, like what he said, you know, and as a player, you need the fans either to make you play bad or rise above you, you know, and it's one of them. It's just such a strange, horrendous scenario. It's so hard to kind of say, you know, what is right and what's wrong. For me, I would say, obviously, try and cancel it for as long as possible. See if we can postpone it and then hopefully maybe just restart again at the end of April, in May, if it's possible. Obviously, I think Euro 2020 is going to be out the window, more than likely. So maybe play it through that. I think all the players would be happy with that. I haven't seen any player who's been against that when that's been suggested. So maybe that's an option. But I don't know. I don't think it would be fair to cancel it and write everything off. I don't think it would be fair to end it now. I think you need to find a way of carrying it on. I mean, at the end of the day, like, time doesn't freeze, you know. Time doesn't freeze yet. The calendar might change and the day and the month and the year might change, but time won't, and we'll still have time. So maybe they'll find a way of... I mean, we're supposed to have won a World Cup in a couple of years. Maybe they can kind of interact it with us. I don't know, and find a way. But I think you need to eventually just carry on this season. I know it's going to be tough for clubs. Players are out of contract. I mean, we have virtually our whole squad out of contract in May. So, I mean, that's going to be difficult. But it's, I think they need to find a way of playing it eventually. I don't think it would be fair to end it now.
You mentioned the contractual situations, of course, at Sunderland. I mean, how would we do that? Would we say we were to, once the players do go out of contract and maybe some people move on, some new people come in, would you think, because I agree with you, by the way, I think it's actually, no matter what happens, even if we start again in 6 months, you've got to finish this season before thinking about what you do next. It's the only fair way to do it. But would that mean that you're only allowed to play players who were registered at the start of the previous season, or we just let people use whatever players they have? And also, I suppose it affects clubs' transfer dealings, doesn't it? Because Sunderland, as you say, at the moment, I mean, a point out, not even a point actually, outside the promotion places on goal difference. Now, staying up or going down, that would kind of affect what you, it's been a long evening, getting promoted or not getting promoted, Niall, would kind of affect what the club does in the transfer window. I mean, it adds complications like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's also, it's really, I mean, it's going to be so complicated for everybody, you know, the board, the chairman, everyone involved. It's going to be so complicated. I really don't know how they'll do it, because like you say, say they did say, right, we'll carry on the season in June, then, like I say, most of our players run out of contract in May. So, you know, you're not going to be able to do it. It's not fair to play, you know, under 21s or whatever when we've had a competitive team all season. You can't do that. I really don't know how they'll go about it. I mean, I think surely the players will, hopefully, if it did come to that, they'd all agree to sign a contract for 2 months or 3 months, whatever it's going to be. I mean, they'll still be getting paid now, so it's not like they're losing any money. So, you know, just kind of that sort of thing. Just extend them for a couple of months and see the season out, because it is going to have so many effects. I mean, like I said before, listen, first and foremost, we want everybody to be safe. We want everybody to be healthy. We don't want this virus to affect people because of football. Of course we don't. But like you just said, you hit the nail on the head. We can't just cancel this season. We can't just pretend it never happened. I mean, that would be a travesty. That would be the worst thing that's ever happened to football. It really would. I mean, as much as I would find the humour in a sense of Liverpool not winning the league after all this, I do think that would be a little bit funny. And I don't really have anything against Liverpool. I just think, in a sense, it would be a bit humorous, but it wouldn't be fair. It'd be wrong. It'd be wrong for them, and it'd be wrong for Leeds and West Brom and everybody else who's top of the leagues and done really well this year. So you can't cancel it, not at all. But the contract thing, it's just going to be complications which the clubs are going to have to work for. And like I say, fingers crossed, hopefully they can have a couple of months extensions if needs be.
Having a look at Twitter, a lot of Sunderland fans have been trying to put a positive shine on it and asking if that means they might get Bailey Wright back for a potential promotion run in.
Yeah.
Do you think that would make a big difference?
Massive. Absolutely massive. He's been the reason why we aren't flying anymore. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, I don't want to sound too harsh on Ali Mazturk, but I said to Matt Beadle last week on this show, it's Ali Mazturk, he's he's not really up to it. I've never really been a big fan. He's got a bit of a cult, you know, following with Sunderland, and a lot of Sunderland fans really like him. But for me, I've never been comfortable with him playing. Don't get us wrong; he's not a bad footballer. He does his job. He can be decent, but he's just not trustworthy. You look at him, there's always a mistake there, and you know it is a shame because he puts 100% in and he loves the club and he obviously wants what's best for the club. You can tell that straight away in all these interviews. He really does care, but I just think there's always a mistake there which can cost us and has cost us in a few games. I mean, I don't know if you watched the game against Gillingham last weekend. I mean, he was out of position twice for both of their goals and it was just frustrating, whereas if Bailey Wright was in there, I mean, I think we conceded one or two goals by Bailey Wright when Bailey Wright was playing. I mean, we had so many clean sheets when he was playing. It was just unbelievable. He was just a warrior, a leader, what we need in the back four. He was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, he would literally put himself in front of anything. It was brilliant watching him, and it was brilliant having him. And that is the reason why we're still in contention for promotion due to him. Obviously the strike, everyone's pulled in, but he has really marshalled that back four and he's organised it and he's just done something with it. And I just think with the likes of Ozturk and Flanagan, you know, you can't trust them all the time, whereas Bailey Wright seemed very, very trustworthy, especially when I've heard from all the Bristol City fans who were saying about, they've all said the same thing. So you know, if that is the one shining light, we'll manage to keep him in and he can come back in play in June or whenever the season's going to restart and help us towards promotion, then yeah, that'll be a massive plus for us and maybe he's a blessing in disguise, half kind of, but you never know what's going to happen.
Kevin Phillips has been talking about Duncan Watmore as well, yep, and saying that he thinks there's still a good player in there. Obviously, huge amount of potential. I know he's had an absolute nightmare with injuries and that potentially, and he's looking ahead, Phillips looking ahead to potentially next season and what Watmore might be able to do for the Black Cats. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he was one of them. I mean, when he was first coming through, he was playing for the England Under-21s. He got Player of the Year for the Under-21s. And he got Player of the Year for the Premier League too as well, like the Under-23 Premier League. He scored a goal for the England Under-21s where he loved the keeper and stuff, and everybody was like, what a player we have here. But yeah, it's just been plagued with horrendous injuries. But I mean, there's still a player there, of course. You see that he's Parkinson's used him as a bit more of an impact player recently. You know, he's bringing him on a bit more pace, a bit fiery. You know, just terrorizes defenses when he wants to, but he doesn't show week in, week out. But that's just a lack of playing. It's just the fact he hasn't played. You know, his age. I think he's 25 now. You know, his age says or 26 maybe. His age says he should have played more than what he has. And I think he's just not quite matured into what he would have done had he not been injured. But Phillips is totally right. There's certainly a player in there. And I think if he can keep himself fit and get a run of games eventually, which he will get if he keeps on going, then, you know, even if Sunderland don't get promoted this year, someone else will look at him. And certainly a Championship team, especially when he's out of contract, they'll pick him up and have him on straight away.
Listen, Sunderland fans, we want to hear from you as well. You can have your say at Love Sport Radio. Give us a ring. Or send us a WhatsApp message, 0208 70 25 58. And in a few moments' time, we're going to be talking about the Sunderland Academy star who's attracting interest from Premier League clubs.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
10:45 on a Sunday night, you're listening to Love Sport Radio and it is the Sunderland Fan Show. Remember, Sunderland fans, you can have your say at Love Sport Radio. Give us a ring, 0208 70 20 558. It's also the same number if you want to send us a WhatsApp message with Niall Bromley from the Roka Report. Now, Niall, there's a player here. I must admit, I'm going to have to ask you how to pronounce his name. Joe Hugill from the Academy.
Joe Hugill.
So a lot of Premier League clubs looking at this lad. He made his under-23s debut aged just 16. Spurs looking at him, Manchester United as well. Be a bit disappointing, wouldn't it, to see a young prospect like that leave?
Yeah, of course it would, but it's happened to us. It's happened to us quite often. It has done for the past sort of 4 or 5 years. We've had a few who, unfortunately, have Manchester United, Arsenal, Juventus, believe it or not, have come in and took players off us, and it's the same with him. I mean, he came through. He's no relation to Hugill, who plays for Queen's Park Rangers, by the way.
Right, okay.
That no relation. I checked that out straight away because he's from Middlesbrough originally, so I checked that out, but they're no relation. But yeah, he's full of goals. He's one of them players. He's always looking for the back of the net. He shoots from anywhere and scores quite often. He's fiery. He's pacey. He's got it in him. He's quite level-headed as well. I mean, I haven't spoken to him personally, but I know a lot of people who have. And they say he's a lovely lad. And he's very well-educated. So, it's a type of player that the likes of Manchester United and teams like that are going to look at. We recently lost Logan Pye to Manchester United. He went there, which was a massive shame. He was only 16 and he was a centre. He's a centre half, really. I mean, I've only watched. I think I watched him once, but he was great when I seen him. But from what I heard as well, he was an incredible talent. Really, is one for the future. And Reece Greenwood as well, who's a player who signed for Arsenal and Juventus are really trying hard to get him as well from Arsenal. He was only 16 when he left Sunderland, and they're calling him the Wonder Kid at Arsenal. He's incredible, so it is a shame that it's coming to this, especially the fact that we have a Category 1 academy, so you'd think that these players would want to stay, but, I mean, let's be honest, some of them are in League 1, and if they're getting offered from Manchester United, from Arsenal, from teams like that, they're going to go. They're going to want to go, I mean, especially at that age, they're going to see that, and they're going to think, yeah, like, why not? What have I got to lose? I mean, at the end of the day, they're probably looking at it and thinking, if I don't go now, I might regret it later in life. So I don't blame them. And it is a massive shame because we have a great academy set up at Sunderland. We have fantastic facilities. We have great coaches. We haven't done well. We haven't, the under-23s and the under-18s have won about 5 games between them in about 2 years. So why would you not want to leave it? I don't understand it. It's horrible because over the years, we brought up some great youngsters, Jordan Henderson, Jordan Pickford, Connor Hourihan, who's at Aston Villa now. We've literally brought so many good players through that academy, and it's just, John Egan, who's at Sheffield United, yeah. They all came through, but it's just unfortunately that it looks like those days might be numbered, and it doesn't look like we're going to bring much more through because of this. And the thing is as well, the academy's took a big hit because of the fact that with Sunderland getting relegated to League One, a lot of players who would have been in the academy got pushed through a lot quicker into the first team. Your Barley Mumba, I mean, he's on loan now with South Shields in non-league, but he was in Sunderland, he was in the first team when he was 16. He started the first game of last season against Charlton Stadium, like Barley Mumba. And that might have affected him somehow, because he started and then he's been put back in the under-23s, and it's not great for a lad when that happens. So it does affect players, and we've had that a few times. Like Denver Hume was maybe pushed through a little bit too quickly and things like that. So it has took a hit. Josh Maja hit the first team well before he probably should have done, but hit the ground running and we ended up having to sell him because Bordeaux came in with big bucks and he wanted to leave. So it's one of these things. The situation that some of them put themselves in league wise has affected the academy, and it's horrible because we want these young players coming through. Who doesn't? It's something we love our own. Jordan Henderson's still a hero on Sunderland. I mean, you'd think that he'd won the Champions League at Sunderland for how people go on about. You'd think he was on loan to Liverpool, not playing for them. But that's, like I say, that's just the way that we love it up in Sunderland. We love it like that. But unfortunately, it's going to take something because, like I say, these players are not going to come through because the big boys are going to always swoop them because they can.
Is that a case of mismanagement though, Niall? Because these, you bring, as you've mentioned, and you've mentioned a lot of seriously good players there. Obviously, some players now playing their trade in the Premier League, and obviously Josh Maguire over at Bordeaux in Ligue 1. And if these players are good enough for the top level, which they clearly are, then I suppose from a fan's point of view, you'd rather see them stay in the system at the club until they're 2021. And I personally feel that's better for a footballer's professional and technical development. Also, if you're looking at it in terms of hard-headed business, they are then worth more cash. So they're a better asset for the club. The fact that they are being allowed to leave so early, is that a mismanagement issue within the club structure itself?
I wouldn't say that because I think it's a rule. I'm not 100% sure on it, but I don't think, I think when they're under the age of 18, I'm not sure you can actually tie them down under the age of 16. I'm not sure, but you can't tie
not to a professional contract, no.
Yeah. So there's nothing we can do. When the teams come in, they take them and that's it. And there's absolutely nothing we can do about it. And like you say, it is a shame. There is a few players, like you said there, Josh Madger, players like that who, you know, they weren't on big money at Sunderland, but that's because we pushed them through the academy into the first team because of where Sunderland were. It was the same with Joel Osorio. He went to Swansea. I think Swansea paid, you know, I think they paid $2 million for him, but he went over there because he had a run in Sunderland's team. Sunderland got relegated to League One. Swansea got relegated to the Championship, and he'd rather play his, you know, in Championship football. I mean, he's playing in Holland now. He's at Groningen, I think, because it didn't quite work for him at Swansea, but that's because he was rushed through and where he shouldn't have been. But like I say, when we got relegated to that league and when we were struggling in the Championship, we were pushing these young players straight into the first team because we didn't have a choice. And it, you know, it's a massive shame. And we've got a young lad at the minute, Benji Kipyoka, who's played for us this season, first team. He scored against Coventry at the Stadium Light, scored a last-minute goal, came on as a substitute. But for whatever reason, the lad's not signing the contract. I'm not sure what it is. I'm pretty sure there's a contract there for him. He's been offered one, but he's not signing it. I just think he's possibly looking at the likes of Madger or Osorio and thinking, well, you know, I want to play me football elsewhere. I'm better than League One. And it's just a horrendous situation because I don't think Phil Parkinson will want to play him because of the fact that he has played him. But I don't think he'll want to carry on playing him because he's not showing his loyalty to the club by not signing the contract. So it's one of those things. It's horrendous. I mean, what do you really say about it? It's a bit of a change, I think. If it was me and I've come through the ranks of Sunderland and, you know, and they're wanting to play me, but Bordeaux are offering us a little bit more money, I'm sorry, I'd stay at Sunderland every day of the week without a shadow of a doubt and see what I could do there. But it's just the mentality. I don't know if the mentality's changed or whatever. I wouldn't say it was mismanagement because I don't think it's in the management's hands. I think it's beyond that. And for whatever reason, we're missing out on these youngsters, which we're finding, we're scouting them, we're bringing them in. But we're not, you know, for whatever reason, we can't keep a hold of them. And it is sad. It isn't nice for the club at all.
Well, on the bright side, I mean, Sunderland fans can still watch Sunderland play. The ladies team, top of the third division at the moment, got a game against Nottingham Forest coming up next weekend. Obviously, you mentioned non-league football. But, I mean, the ladies team are there and they still need support. So Sunderland fans can go and watch them, can't they?
Of course I can, yeah. They played Stoke in Emlyn today. And I think it was a turnout of around 200 and something people. And apparently it was a really good atmosphere. And I didn't go myself, but I think it was really good. And, you know, they probably are enjoying that. I mean, I'm not sure if it's the greatest of idea for health and safety-wise. But, you know, they've been told to carry on, so they're carrying on. So, fine by them. And you're right, I mean, non-league teams and like you say, women's teams, they probably will benefit from this. I mean, South Shields yesterday had a gate of over 3,000.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, over 3,000. They played FC United of Manchester, was top there second. And they had over 3,000 players there. 3,000 players, sorry. I'm doing like you, mate.
That's a game I would watch. 3,000 yeah, players, yeah.
It'd be fun, wouldn't it? 3,000 spectators there. And you know, it was absolutely phenomenal for them, and it was a massive atmosphere. And I think the South Shields Gazette has actually wrote an article saying, like, oh, it's around the lines of something to do with the fact that it's a horrible time for what's going on. But you know, it was a great day for them. You know, they played second in the league, and they're top, and they beat them, I think it was 5-3, so there was 8 goals. So, you know, now people are going to be thinking, well, I'm going to go there every week. You know, it's absolutely fantastic. And they've got a few players on loan from Sunderland as well, and South Shields is involved in Sunderland. So it's, you know, they would have had a lot of Sunderland fans there yesterday. And that's a kind, it's a great impact for them. But they can't afford to have games cancelled.
Yep.
You know, they can't afford it. They can't afford to lose gate money. Not at that level. It's what they're flying themselves off. It's what they need, and they can't afford it. So, I mean, that's what I'm more concerned about as well.
Yeah.
But not for Sunderland, but for other clubs. I mean,
there's a lot of clubs. A lot of clubs will be affected by that.
A lot of clubs. I mean, yeah. I hope. I mean, you look at the Premier League and the amount of money that the Premier League brings in, and we've already seen so many clubs, you know, donating that food that they prepared for the matches this weekend to food banks, which, by the way, is absolutely phenomenal. Newcastle as well, brilliant. You know, they're our rivals, but hats off to them for doing that. That's absolutely brilliant. Aston Villa as well, all the teams that did it, fantastic. So we are seeing a little bit of that, and I'm hoping the Premier League or these clubs who are going to struggle through this, and, you know, financially, I'm hoping the Premier League, they've got a big kitty there. I'm hoping that they can, you know, help them out. Maybe even if it's just a loan, but a long-term loan to keep them, to help them, and that sort of thing. And I think that will happen. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a horrible time for what's going on for everybody, but maybe it is bringing people together. And you know, I think the clubs are going to help each other. I mean, look at what Ronaldo's done today. I mean, that is absolutely phenomenal. So, yeah, fingers crossed that can carry on throughout, you know.
Nice one, though. It's really good talking to you. Absolutely fascinating stuff. Thank you for joining us. Noel Bromley there from the Roker Report, talking all things Sunderland. Remember, Love Sport Radio is going to be back first thing tomorrow morning. Patrick and Rich are going to be on the breakfast show for you. And don't forget, we've got loads of action still for you this evening if you want to listen through the night at Love Sport Radio if you want to get in touch. 0208 70 20 558. Give us a ring or send us a WhatsApp message. It's been a blast as always. I'll catch you very, very soon right here on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.